Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, I'm going to cover an important topic here, and then we'll break a few minutes, come back and take your phone calls. But I want to play this clip because the last caller, the caller before last, reminded me of this, where you have these esoteric documents and things that are out there. People say, well, are they real or are they not? Well, what the globalists are doing is real. So did somebody fictionally write this up as their plan to try to warn people? Because it is what's happening. I don't know. But I know the things the globalists write that we source here, like State Department Memorandum 200 and others, actually talk about forced depopulation. So the full video is 7.5 minutes long. I have it posted at Infowars.com. But here's about 4 or 5 minutes of it. This is Tanya, the herbalist, talks about the secret covenant. Is this real about the Rockefellers? Well, this is what they really did. So, yes, it's real, but is this someone's fictional account of it? Here it is.
You guys, I want to share with you the secret covenant that you might or might not have heard about. The secret covenant was created by none other than the Rockefellers, and maybe even someone even higher than them, let's be honest. But this is their secret covenant and their clause of things that they wanted to follow. And when you're a conspiracy theorist or a critical thinker and you're aware of what's been going on in the world, you're going to know exactly how suitable this is. This is written word for word, and I want to read it to you, okay? So bear with me. The secret covenant. An illusion, it will be so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We'll create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always, and we will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so that they will never see what's happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives in food and water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their mind. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths, and they will destroy their minds and reproductive system. From all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them and what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products being used in the film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them that it's for their help. We will start early on when their minds are young. We will target their children with what the children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us by our power. They will go depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention toward money and material goods so they many never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games so that they may never be one with the oneness of it all. Their minds will belong to us and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as our weapon. We will establish the governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides. We will always hide our objective but carry out our plan. They will perform the labor for us and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be always pure, for it is the way. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We will grow them kindly and gently, letting them think that they are guiding themselves. We will foment animosity between them through our factions. When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits it best. We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. they will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, for they cannot see us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three on this live Monday edition. We're going right back to your phone calls. But first, I wanted to hit this report. This was put on national TV. It's been promoted a lot. We see these leftist parents all over the country. We see government officials at the national health department, at the Health and Human Services, saying, we know when a baby's born whether they're transgender or not. So the child never has a chance. They're confused. They're told this. They trust their parents. They trust the school. This happens. Imagine being a three-year-old, and your father says you're really a girl, and you'll never be a boy. And then they force the transition and line you up to be mutilated, and all this happened. How does that differ from John and Lorraine Bobbitt? Remember when that happened? In 1993, where she was mad at him, so she cut his penis off? So that's seen as a crime. But when a father does it to his son, with the medical system, the establishment, it's liberal and it's loving. Elon Musk is right. Prison time for anybody that does this to a minor. I believe in people having freedom, so no taxpayer should pay for it. But if you're 18 and want to cut your testicles off, that's your business. So here's this disgusting clip, and then we'll go back to your calls.
Basically, at about 24 months, here's where she started grabbing the tutus and the dresses.
By 3 and a half, Kieran had transitioned to a girl. Today, she's 9 years old, a third grader, and an athlete. That's why the Clausens are celebrating Governor Holcomb's decision to
veto. By the way, hit pause and back this up again. He lays out tutus, he lays out toys, and then shows him, obviously, how to put on the tutu. Well, you put a tutu on, you're a girl. Well, I mean, I've got a son who's 20, super masculine. If I put out tutus and stuff and told him to put them on when he was 2 years old, he'd have done it. He said 2 years old, 27 months. It's like putting purses out and Barbie dolls. Oh, my two-year-old picked up a Barbie doll. Well, that's it. You're a girl. But here's the great part. She's an athlete. Oh, I bet. The boy is really doing well in girls' sports at age 9. This is a fetish. It's a cult. It's sick. Start it over and play it.
Basically, at about 24 months, here's where she started grabbing the tutus and the dresses.
By 3 and a half, Kieran had transitioned to a girl. Today, she's 9 years old, a third grader, and an athlete.
And pause again. Start it over. The guy's wearing a Pete Buttigieg shirt. By the way, this guy adopt this girl? I mean, I'm just, folks, this is what, imagine what you're seeing here. I said 27 months, sorry, 24 months. So at 2 years old, you're laying out tutus, and then you're joking around, and your kid puts it on. Well, that's it. You put on a tutu. I guess in Up in Smoke, when Cheech puts on the tutu and plays the guitar, well, he must be a girl, too. This one, Bob Hopeless. I'm going to stop interrupting because I want to go to your calls. But just play the club.
Basically, at about 24 months, here's where she started grabbing the tutus and the dresses.
By 3 and a half, Kieran had transitioned to a girl. Today, she's 9 years old, a third grader, and an athlete. That's why the Clawsons are celebrating Governor Holcomb's decision to veto a bill that would have banned Kieran and other transgender girls from playing on girls' sports teams at school.
There were happy tears shed. There was dancing.
Hit pause again. So they brainwash a child as their human shield. You think the Muslims are bad? You know, strapping them in with TNT. They've grabbed this child, brainwashed it, and now this person thinks they're a girl and doesn't want to be taken out of the sports where he's dominating. It's a little boy with purple hair. And it's the set piece for the left to feel superior and powerful. I mean, it's so sick. Oh, she's crying. The governor protected her. Continue.
It's at school.
There were happy tears shed. There was dancing. And when I told Kieran, she squealed with glee. There are people watching this right now who will say, people who were born a boy and are living life as a girl are biologically different. So it places them at an unfair advantage. My daughter will never go through male puberty.
He says Kieran will undergo hormone therapy to make her no different than any other girl.
My kid's mental health is more important than your kid's trophy.
Wow. Wow. Well, that guy gives Brian Stelter a run for his money. You notice he's in charge. My son will never hit puberty. The bones are different. The blood, the RNA, the X's and the Y's, it's all different. But that's it. It's adults doing this to your children because they're part of the sick cult. My daughter will never hit male puberty, and they never had a choice because you were the guardian from the time your son was 2 years old. You led him and his future and his biology and his role to a slaughter. And I agree with Elon Musk. If you're successful with those puberty blockers or having your son's genitals removed, you deserve to be in prison for life. Disgusting, evil, wrong, and a cult coming after our children to confuse them. Yeah, might as well throw your child into a wood chipper, in my view. But look at that guy's eyes, man. He is in the cult. All right. Let's go to Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is your old sandcastle building buddy from Siesta Key. We met there this year. Thanksgiving was great. Listen, one thing that I really want to address, which drives me crazy, is this whole, like, Wednesday, Biden has decided to do this, and Biden, we've got to make a new way to address, like, he's not...
No, you're right. The puppet Biden is doing this. When we hear Biden's doing it, he's a puppet. The globalists are doing it.
Yeah, I can't, like, we got to create something where, like... The enemy.
Well, you say the puppet Biden, the puppet Biden, the enemy controlled puppet is doing this.
Yeah. So I used to live in Chicago, and that city now has lost 6 of the biggest corporations in the world in the last year. That tax base is.
And that's how you take America down. Yeah, giant riots over the weekend.
Yeah. So.
And the mayor loves it.
Oh, they just double down on it, really. Right.
Yeah, this guy is worse than Lightfoot, which is hard to do.
It's hard to do, but they found a way. So, I mean, this whole lawlessness and, you know, I just, my thing with I can't reconcile is, like, the leaders, whether they be state, federal, everyone's, like, when all those, like, videos you've been showing this morning about the future dystopian, it's like, do these people think they're going to be exempt from it? I can't figure out their logic in, like, telling
us spiritual.
And that they're going to be.
They're perverts. They're weirdos. And they get off on destroying the energy of a child's future. So where else can they legally mutilate a child? Where else can they legally do this? They do it because it's protected by the system, and it's a fetish. They get off on it.
Yeah, well, then I can't address it when it gets
It's about, look, every ancient culture, when it became corrupt, sacrificed firstborn boys. So they did Ritalin, they did Prozac, they did it all to kill our boys. That didn't work. So now they're just going to cut their balls off. It's real simple.
Yeah. So did they do that to that video you just played, that girl, quote unquote?
Well, he says she will never go through puberty. So he is nine, and the father is pledging that it doesn't matter. And long before his son can make a choice, he's been inducted into this hell.
Yeah. Well, hopefully women and women athletes will start stepping up for the female because going up against these athletes who are really men is ridiculous.
Well, sure, but the girls having their right to compete is stolen is secondary, and it's wrong. So these little boys and little girls being inducted into this. And, you know, it's a social credit score. It's not official yet. This guy gets bonuses, jobs, everything, because he is in the cult. He gave his son over. He destroyed his son's future. He is going to biologically, before he's of age, decide to be castrated, going to do this chemically or surgically. And so this guy is in the cult. Sacrifice.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're on your phone calls here in a moment. But first, really on the show Monday edition, they remove Lightfoot and put someone in even worse, a Black Lives Matter communist. This is a town hall article. There's links to the video. It's totally insane. Incoming mayor's statement about weekend riots, shootings, burnings, stores robbed, hundreds of youth attacking. Incoming mayor's statement about weekend riots shows how much trouble Chicago's in. He said, it is not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their communities, he said. Our city must work together to create spaces for youth to gather safely and responsibly under adult guidance and supervision, to ensure that every part of our city remains welcome, both residents and visitors. So the city's completely collapsing, and he's saying people running around going psychotic and physically attacking any white person they see is a good thing. So this is the globalist turning the cities over to black racists and trying to then organize black people to go out and commit crime, collapse America. It's all part of the larger plan. It's totally sick. All right, let's go to Mark in California. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. And then we'll go to Charlie in Puerto Rico.
Hey, Alex, I'm calling about that crazy video you had on yesterday, and it's sick, you know, and I'm in Los Angeles area here, and it's unbelievable the amount of people we have here. We just don't see it possible for them to round everyone up and take them to the camp. So, you know, I have a feeling they're going to nuke bomb everybody. And, you know, who's building the camps, and can you give us a location of these camps in the United States?
You know, this is something I need to make a short documentary about. I made 4 police state films on this, and I show all the historical records, the congressional records. I show all the documents. But were you watching the news in the last 3-plus years where they built these emergency quarantine camps all over the world, including the U.S.?
Yeah, I saw them, but I didn't see them built in the U.S. I saw them in China, and you know.
I probably done 50 shows on this, so I'd be more than happy to pull all that up for you. But it's all UN directed. I played the UN hearings. Dr. Ryan, the head of the global UN emergency response system, and they've got all sorts of U.S. military bases that have been designated for quarantine centers, major sports stadiums in every major city. Designated as those people escaping out of them in China and Australia, that was the vanguard of this. Absolutely, they have said their goal, and I don't have the document in front of me. I forget the exact name of it. I probably covered it 50 times. I don't know exactly.
All right.
Is a State Department document and a FEMA document and a CDC document. That said, I forget the exact term, talking about safe sectors. And it said they're just going to lock down neighborhoods and not let you leave your house and put the military outside of those. So wherever you see the camps, whether they're in Saudi Arabia or Italy or the UK or Canada, they're the same. And yes, they've built all sorts of FEMA. Just type in FEMA emergency response, you know, FEMA crisis relocation centers, FEMA emergency trailers, and they've got all over the country. I mean, Iowa, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, New York, California, huge areas of military bases that look just like that with trailers. That's the older version of it, is trailers with bars on the windows. These things are usually 2 to 3 stories tall, is the new model globally. But yes, indeed, it was proposed. They talked about it here. There's CDC quarantine. Take the man up. There you go. CDC quarantine stations and their jurisdictions. So that is from a CDC website. U.S. crisis relocation planning. And there's a map from the government for you right there.
my wife, Yan, she thinks she's just going to sit in the house and arm herself when the school bus comes around to pick us up. You know what I mean?
And I've got all the video in my films of the military training with school buses to do just this. An emergency alert comes on. They turn your power. They turn your electricity off. And then 90% go to the camp, and then they send in troops to the other 10%. But look at the Russians. They can't beat the Ukrainians or the Vietnamese, you know, beat us. And I'm sorry. My line in the sand is I'm not going to one of these things, and I've already told my family. That's why I haven't cut and run, but, I mean, I need to be able to broadcast from a very remote location. You want to be on 30, 40 acres around people that all know what's going on in the middle of nowhere. That'll be the last places the troops come for. They're going to kill all the low-hanging fruit. And, again, it's all compartmentalized, so the military is not going to even know what they're part of. The military just takes you to the leftist-run death camp.
All right, thanks for waking us up, Alex. I appreciate you so much. God bless you.
I appreciate you. And we're showing FEMA documents on screen right now. I didn't know your call was going to bring that up. Nothing makes me madder than when my memory doesn't work, and I probably covered this 50 times. It was like 2 years ago. There was a CDC, FDA, FEMA document that described how they're going to lock down your neighborhoods and not let you leave your house and set up checkpoints at each corner because they said they didn't have the camps built yet in the U.S. But the point is the global model you've seen is the model for here in America. So absolutely. And nobody's targeted more than our military, you know, being given these experimental shots and the rest of it. So the military's not our enemy. They're compartmentalized, told, hey, there's terrorists in this area. The virus is spreading. They resist, you kill them. And so that's basically how it works. That's why we're decompartmentalizing the military right now. Craig in Dallas, Texas. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Charlie in Puerto Rico's first. Charlie in Puerto Rico, then Craig. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I want to talk about the invasion at the southern border and all these Chinese nationals coming in, military-aged men.
Oh, yeah. I saw footage last night. I forgot to send the crew of over 500 Chinese, mainly men, just coming through.
Well, I'm wondering, back in the day, Obama said he wanted a civilian police force or something like that. And I'm wondering, I know they have the 87,000 IRS agents, you know, starting to come up. Are they going to try to deputize and militarize these
Yes, Chinese already people? In New York and in Chicago and in California and Washington and in Oregon and a bunch of other states. They are deputizing illegal aliens for law enforcement. That's been going on 2 years. Yes, that is the plan.
Well,
look at these guys. They're all military-aged men. And I can tell by the build of those guys. You know, we all know what military guys look like. Those are military. Those guys are military.
Well, my concern is that once they do that, I don't believe our military, the U.S. military, will come and disarm a U.S. citizen. Will they use these Chinese dudes to come take our stuff?
Yes, but they're not going to fight us head on. They're going to blow up power plants, cut food off, and say the Patriots did it. So that's why they're already softening us up, shutting off infrastructure. They're going to turn the power off, brother. And then people are going to say, go ahead.
It's like your ENT movie. They don't have to parachute in. They're already here.
Absolutely.
So, I mean,
we could not be more extreme here. I don't have words to describe how critical it is. This is the takeover. We're in the war. And like part of the government says China's attacking us. We've got to move our jobs back. I mean, a lot of the government's finally figuring out they got double-crossed. But the globalists like Bill Gates and others are in charge. They are killing the dollar, killing the border, killing the military, killing the infrastructure. They did the SRT training and the tranny training and the poison shots to drive the good people out of the military.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to say and get your opinion on, so I appreciate it.
Brother, you are on target. Last night, I was like, I got to get with my crew. We got to update them on the FEMA camps because I was crazy 20 years ago talking about it when they were doing it. Now, it's not beta, it's operational. I mean, we're here. We'll be right back. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and Alex
Jones. You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You'll fire a musket, but I'll run you through. And when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand as you're falling back. Bring it up.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire a musket, but I'll run you through.
remember it, you're being prepared to be put in the death camp yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me mention this. Molly Kennery, non-binary SNL star, shares literal uplifting message with trans kids. I've been hung up on my genitals for far too long, and I'm starting to feel like I'm freaking. So, if they can sexualize your children, or they can sterilize them like it's the cool thing to do, children are very impregnable, very impressionable, very implantable with messages. And if you don't protect them, the system will swoop them in and do it. And they're doing it. And it's right in front of you happening now, and humanity's fighting back. The full clip's like 5 minutes long. I'm just going to play a little bit of this. This is truly sickening. SNL telling kids, cut your dick off.
I've been hung up on my genitals for far too long, and I'm starting to feel like a frickin' Republican lawmaker. Hello!
So they're starting from the beginning. Oh, Republicans that don't want you to sexualize children and cut their testicles off, we're obsessed with genitals. No, you're obsessed with children's genitals. You're a big, fat, ugly man in a dress up there with a sick corporate system attacking America. And China's funding this, and this is illegal in China. Continue.
I've been hung up on my genitals for far too long, and I'm starting to feel like a frickin' Republican lawmaker. Hello!
That's an awesome transition. So, as of this week, there are now over 14 states that have passed bills restricting health care for trans kids.
Hey, pause again. Listen to that. Back in 5 seconds. Health care. Hitler should have called his death camps health care. Be like, well, it's health care. I mean, lines them up and shoots them, or, you know, puts them in death chambers. I mean, it's just all how they spin this. Like, what is this? They just do it because it's their plan. Continue.
That have passed bills restricting health care for trans kids.
Listen to
hey,
that,
pause
Michael.
Again. Back it up. So, sterilizing a kid with dead, deadly chemicals that stunt their growth and give them health problems for the rest of their life before they can make that decision, cutting their breasts off, cutting their uteruses out, cutting their testicles off, cutting their penises off, that's denying health care. I don't want anybody to be violent to the host of SNL, but imagine he's out the street of New York. Somebody walks over and goes, here's your health care, and hits him right between the legs with a machete. Oh, he's like, whoa, 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 I want my Johnson, but you want to go along with convincing kids. This is weaponized evil, folks. Continue.
14 states that have passed bills restricting health care for trans kids.
Listen to that, Michael.
Yeah.
Restricting health care for kids. For some reason, there's something about the word trans that makes people forget the word kids.
And pause again. Back it up again. Look how empty this is. We want your children. We want to sexualize them. We want to put them in a database of the school, keep it secret from the parents, and put them on a fast track to be sterilized. Why are you upset? It's just health care. Like euthanasia is health care, right? Continue.
Listen to that, Michael.
Yeah.
Restricting health care for kids. For some reason, there's something about the word trans that makes people forget the word kids. If you don't care about trans kids' lives, it means you don't care about frickin' kids' lives.
Wow. What's up with the puppet strings? And it goes on. It goes on to have a message for the children. We're going to save you. We're the big corporate media. Wow. I mean, these people are the enemy, and we just have to stand against them and realize what it is, and they're coming after our kids. They want our children sexually. That's all this is big corporate media saying, I want a relationship, not just to rape your child, not just to have sex with them, not just to ruin their innocence and their future, but to literally make sure they never reproduce. Oh, and they're standing up for the trans kids because some adults don't want the state and psychological experts coming in and brainwashing them with all their sick leftist parents that get off on this cult. I mean, this is it. They're legalizing human sacrifice, starting with their testicles. Woo! Craig in Dallas, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Prophet Alex, it is a privilege to speak with you. We were born for this hour. Craig Treadwell here, full-time evangelist since 92. Yeah, Craig Treadwell, just type my name into YouTube. But here's the deal. I was a former co-host of Politics and Religion, and about 16 years ago, I was sitting in the radio studio in Dallas with Irvin Baxter, And I wanted to have you on. We had Aaron Russo on, Ron Paul on, Jerry Corsi on, and Joseph Baer on, some other. Well, a friend came in my studio, and he's like, hey, have you heard of Alex Jones? I'm like, no. And I was looking you up, researching, and I was about to call Rob Dew. I asked my boss, this was nothing against you, but I'm like, I never asked him. I always just had people on. He trusted me. And I have been beating myself up for 16 years because just to be kind about it, he didn't give me the green light to have you on. I'm like, what on earth? It would have been, of course, you may not have wanted to come on with us. We were only on like 40 stations. But anyway, I give Last Days Prophecy seminars full time. And so I wanted to talk to you about, real quick, Revelation 9:13-16 is trumpet six. And this is something I do in my seminars a lot. I'm 99% sure we're in the era of trumpet six. Can't say that 100% for sure.
Well, I mean, no doubt they're trying to bring in the Antichrist system. I mean, you can't deny.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to put, I mean, we don't know exactly when it comes through or how, but it's been fulfilled. It's happening now.
Totally. And so two things in trumpet six. Number one, the global depopulation agenda. It says that it will wind up with killing one third of mankind. That's about 2.5 billion people.
Exactly. That's how much before God intervenes. They kill one third.
Yes, Alex, and I believe that China is identified right there in verse 16. And here's what it says, that the number of the army of the horsemen was 200,000. Well, that's not a typo. In the Greek, it's a multiplication.
Yeah, there weren't that many people alive then.
Right. So exactly. So 200,000 times 1,000 is a whopping 200 million. And it just so happens that Mao Zedong in the 40s bragged in his personal journal. He said, I can put 200 million soldiers on the battlefield.
Oh, they put 10 million in 1 week into Korea and kicked our ass in 1 week. And then MacArthur wanted to use nukes and Harry Truman said no and then relieved him of command. Exactly. There weren't 100 million people alive 2,000 years ago when John the Revelator saw that. And he said, from the east they will come and invade into Israel 200 million men. I'm getting chills. And the whole thing's like that. He describes giant metal insects dropping eggs that create giant walls of fire as big as mountains. I mean, it marks to buy and sell. And everyone sees the image of the beast no matter where they are. And you've got to worship it, do what it says to get the mark. You don't just take the mark and get to buy stuff. You have to do what it says, the social credit score. It is incredible.
Yes, sir. So I love the piece you did about China, Taiwan. Our Pentagon's had a policy since the
70s. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you, Craig.
Okay.
And then Lisa and David and Joseph and Tony. I'll get to every one of those callers before the next guest host takes over here today. And I forgot. I wasn't given a list today. Who's the guest host today? Carol Salente. Right? Okay, good. Our regular producer, who does a great job, so is the other producer doing double duty, broke his leg this weekend, so he's not here. All right, pray for Scott. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And there are millions of you, to go to InfoWars.com right now, the live show feed. Every day I write a new headline for the show. Bombshell Monday broadcast, Elon Musk exposes illegal government spying and Twitter as globalists announce plan to deforest planet to stop climate change. We covered that in the first hour. But scroll down. Under that is the link to Beyond the Reset. It's a 26-minute film. That is my breakdown of it yesterday. It's about 45 minutes long, but we'll also post under there the actual video. Yeah, go ahead and scroll down. It's under that. There it is, 26 minutes long, the fourth link down. In fact, it's so important. Tell Ben out there, move that on top of the live show feed. Move Beyond the Great Reset, animated short film, only 24 minutes long. Move it to the top of that page. And say, this is a maximum alert, your mission if you choose to accept it, get this out. Because this is where they actually took people in China, tried to take them in Italy and Australia. This is their real plan. This is not an animation. This is a documentary. And the thing had 900,000 views yesterday. Somebody else made it a month ago. And I did a major drive plugging it, and it got another 200,000 views. I don't like that. I want to see 5 million views tomorrow. And I'm not bitching at you, but I'm telling you, this exposes them. People need to see this. Okay? This is powerful. This is true. We're going to take it. We're doing it right now. I'm going to shoot it today and tomorrow. And I'm going to take it and put clips in documenting every piece of it, how it's real. So go to InfoWars.com. Go to the live show feed. Get that link and share it. share it, share it. In fact, we already posted it Saturday by itself, but have Ben or whoever's out there repost it. Beyond the Great Reset, must-see film. Share this link to stop the New World Order or something like that. Just get it out, folks, okay? I know victory when I see it. I know truth when I see it. This needs to be seen. And yeah, if it reaches 5 million people, that sucks. Because in 24 minutes, they do what I did in a 2.5-hour film Endgame. They still had Google Video then. And when they took Google Video down, when I looked at it, it had 98 million views. It had like 20 million on YouTube, and they took that down. There's a few versions with millions of views up. There's one at Bandai Video with like 500,000 views. My point is that Endgame takes 2.5 hours, and you get the same message. This is in 26 minutes, 24 minutes. You need to get it. I'm not being paid to say this. You need to share on your email, your text message, everywhere. This is the future. This is how we beat them. It is so important. So this is not an order. It's a plead. Go to InfoWars. Get the link and share it now. And please go to InfoWars and get some of our great products, the great T-shirts, the great books, the great films, water filtration, air filtration, 7076 testosterone boost, turbo force back in stock, because that's how we fund the operation. I thank you. But this is about action. And what broadcast is delivering more? We take all the best research, all the best clips, all the best people, all the best guests, all the best calls, and we put them in one place, and that's why the enemy hates us, because we're a clearinghouse of free thought. But I'm going to tell you, if I don't see 2 million views, 3 million views tomorrow, it's a major disappointment. It needs 100 million views. And back before the enemy thought we were strong or just ignored us, we were under the radar. Man, 98 million views on Google Video for Endgame. I had other films got 50, 60 million views on there. And it makes me mad that if a couple billion people saw this, the globalists couldn't carry this out, because this is a real plan. This is like somebody got in a time machine, folks. They're getting the next bioweapon ready. This is real. This is happening. This isn't all the entertainment, all the crap out there. This is real, okay? So when I see a weapon of truth that I know is effective, and I tell you that I think you should bust your ass sharing it, I mean that. And you notice, I don't do this most of the time about our stuff. Our information is great. But most of the time, I'm like, this is gold. This person, this right here. And I mean, it's victory. I mean, if 3 or 4 billion people see this, we win. I mean, it's that simple. They'll never get this through. They're planning new lockdowns. You know that? They're planning to do this to us. This is what they're going to do to us. We're not in the prison camp yet. Please, for God's sakes. Man. All right, Craig, finish up about Revelation.
Hey, thank you, Prophet Alex. Hey, Craig Treadwell here again, last day's prophecy seminars. Hey, bro, I'm telling you, you know, like, what are the chances that Mao Zedong spoke at the exact number prophesied in Revelation 9:16, and then you mentioned the mark of the beast, and, you know, that's Revelation 13:18, a hallmark verse. So real quick, where it says, well, we all say 666. In the Greek, it's chizi stigma, C-H-I-X-I, the word stigma. That last word, stigma, means to stick or to prick, a mark injected or incised, punched for recognition of ownership. And it's like, whoa, something placed, a global identification number.
Now, I was told when I first got on air like 29 years ago, I was going to speak at these Christian revivals they were having in North Austin. I remember the preacher there at dinner. I said, the mark of the beast will be a barcode to buy. And so he said, no, it will be a genetic injection that takes over your body. That will be the mark of the beast. And I said, how do you know? And he said, I had a vision. And now we're here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like what DARPA is doing with the injectable, you know, COVID chips. And so, you know, in this day of cotton candy Christianity, and I have to give you credit. And I tell you, people come up to me in Q&A. I was just in Athens, Texas, the last few days. I just spoke at 15 churches in California, and people come up to me and like, where do you get your information? I'm like, well, I've got dozens of sources, but I do mention you and I mention InfoWars because you are on the cutting edge like no one else is. I think we're cousins, but here's the thing. It's like we're living this. So I'm trying to wake people up. So I'm not one of these cotton candy, you know, idiots that are afraid to speak truth. And not that I'm anything. I'm just one dolphin in God's vast ocean. But I'm going to give you some credit, Alex, and I know you're humble, but you deserve it because you're like fearless. You are fearless, man.
Well, brother, we're all on the same mission. We're all under attack. Once you realize you have nothing to lose but to fight, you should be expecting me to do this. But finishing up the revelation, is it not incredible how much it's literally all being fulfilled word for word? I mean, it's incredible.
We're living it in living color. And all this is.
But it's word for word exactly as it was said.
Exactly.
Because God gave us free will, but God loves us and gave us the answers and the test. You got free will, son, but here it is.
Yes. Free will. Don't give it up. Don't surrender your free will. You've got to stand and you've got to fight. You've got to fight with everything you've got, because if you don't, they're going to kill you. And that's the goal. That's the agenda.
And they want to get you in a prison cell to make you sign over to Satan so they get your soul. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Lisa in Florida, thanks for holding. We love you. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Today, I just felt particularly inspired to plug. I've called before, and I never got to, but I need to do that today because I recently, in the past 3 months, have lost about 15 or 16 pounds on Diet Force. I started taking it 3 months ago, and, you know, it's doing great. But, you know, a lot of people are talking about investing and saving your money, you know, gold and silver and all that. But don't forget to invest in your health, because that's more important than anything. If you lose your health, you really don't have anything. So I always view this as, can you hear me?
I am listening, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I started taking all these supplements about 3 years ago, but I started taking Diet Force about 3 months ago. And it's all really been so helpful. And my husband always tells his patients, your health is your wealth. And if you don't invest in your health, you will have nothing. So we really need to invest in our health. That's just something that, with what's to come, is vital.
No, I totally agree. Look, Diet Force is a copy, because it let us do it, of a very well-known formula that doesn't use any bad stuff to get your body to speed its metabolism up. So I'm glad you like Diet Force.
Yeah, but, you know, DNA Force, vitamin C, you know, and also the prebiotic fiber. It just helps your stomach, your gut. It's all just vastly improved my health and my overall well-being. And I think that I can't imagine people listening and not doing this and not trying it. It's just so important.
Well, you and your husband are awesome for your support of the broadcast. What do you think of all the craziness going on?
Well, you know, I post the video that you were just mentioning about the dystopia.
Hold on, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you in 2 minutes. And then Tony, Joseph, and David, I'll take a little bit of Gerald Celente's time, and I will hand the baton to the great trends forecaster, Gerald Celente. Hour number 4 straight ahead, InfoWars.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.